Indiana Superintendent Glenda Ritz released a video September 18th, the first in a three-part series called State of the Classroom. The first video focuses on students in the classroom, including the environments and external factors that impact student success.
Hello, I'm Glenda Ritz, Indiana Superintendent of Public Instruction. Instead of preparing a speech about the state of education in Indiana, I want to spark a conversation with you about the students, educators, schools, and support organizations that make up the community that we call the classroom. It is my hope that this message about Indiana's state of the classroom will invoke dialogue about the care that is needed for our children. This message is the first of a three-part series on the state of the classroom. Our first focus will be on Indiana's over 1 million students. Students entering our classrooms today are very diverse. Each student brings his or her own language, special talents, cultural upbringing, economic background and status, health realities, and unique family structures. The state of the classroom is a reflection of our communities. As a 34-year veteran teacher, I have never been able to meet the needs of children in my classroom from within the school walls. I have always had children who were in need of food, clothing, adult and community support. To find the true state of the classroom, and in order for our students to flourish academically and develop into productive members of our communities, we must look beyond the school walls and acknowledge the challenges that our students face outside of the classroom. We, parents, grandparents, guardians, educators, religious and community leaders, and organizations ranging from government agencies to child advocate organizations must have a candid conversation about the environments in which our children live. The problems and issues that students face outside of the classroom have a direct impact on how they do in the classroom. Approximately 22% of our Indiana youth live in poverty. Poverty is present in all of our communities. Percent of students accessing free and reduced lunch statewide in Indiana is 48%. Single parent families are prevalent throughout Indiana. In 2012, 519,000 children were living in single parent families. Working parents are the norm. Many adults each working two jobs to provide for their families. Parents struggling with financial hardship are more prone to stress and depression, which can interfere with effective parenting. Understanding some of the stresses that burden our children who enter our classrooms is present in other data as well. 16,223 Indiana students were homeless during the 2012-13 school year. And in 2012, Indiana ranked second in the nation in teen prescription drug abuse. 17% of our girls in grades 9 through 12 have reported experiencing rape or sexual assault in our state. In 2013, law enforcement officers shut down 1,808 meth labs. Indiana ranks 27th in the nation regarding children's health. Low birth weight, poor nutrition, lack of preventative health care, substance abuse, and family violence put children's health at risk. And poor health in childhood impacts school readiness and attendance. These are hard to accept facts, but the reality is that students live in urban and rural communities are entering classrooms with the weight of poverty and stress on their shoulders, and these stresses manifest themselves in our classrooms. All children can learn, but ultimately, these stresses can have a terrible impact on students' ability to learn, especially in the area of reading, a critical life skill that opens doors of opportunities for our students. How can we address these challenges? Well, in our schools and classrooms, educators work aggressively to address the needs of children, provide basic needs such as food, clothing, learning materials, foster regular communications with families and communities, and help establish a network of caring adults. At the Indiana Department of Education, we have created the Outreach Division of School Improvement to help schools have the tools and information they need to address the challenges and barriers to learning, and to forge community partnerships to assist students and families in need. In the department's work around the state, we have identified a number of organizations that specialize in supporting students through tutoring and mentoring programs. There are many nonprofit organizations staffed with experts in their fields who are connected to communities via schools, local business groups, and philanthropic organizations, all of whom have insights and knowledge of local resources that can help in supporting students and families. I serve on the Indiana Commission for the Improvement of the Status of Children, where members of the committee are identifying statewide needs of our most vulnerable children and what action is needed to ensure services are available. Local and state economic development policies and programs are needed that directly target poverty. We must have early childhood programs, parenting and family supports, health and mental services that wrap around our youth. Education attainment can be an equalizer of economic disparity, but supports must be in place to empower our children to succeed. You can help. Serving your community and our students can be as simple as reading to or with a child at school or through one of our organization partners with the Hoosier Family of Readers. The Department of Education has a dedicated, unique webpage listing many organizations willing to take donations or time to help mentor and serve our children. And there are many other local organizations that will welcome your talents. As communities, we must work together to build an education system of equity and high quality. And I hope this first part of my State of the Classroom series has sparked a conversation among Hoosiers about the supports needed for our state's most important resource, our children, Indiana's future. The education conversation will continue with a candid look at the education profession who serve our children.
Superintendent Ritz will release two additional State of the Classroom updates, one focusing on educators and one focusing on parents.